Okay, today's daf is Daf Lamed Daled. The last thing that we learned yesterday, we finished literally to the last word on the page, and we found there a machlokas about exactly we're getting to machlokas anyway. We learned the first part, that the reason that we're matir arovas that do not grow on a nachal, we're matir arovas shel baal, is because arve nachal is mashma even two types. In other words, it's marba more than the arabas that are literally growing on the mine. Today, Abu Shaul Omer, no, the lashon of arve, which is mashma more than just what's mentioned, it's not coming to be matir shalbal at all. It's coming to tell me that there's two chiyuvim of arabas. Achas lulav, the achas lamigdash. As we'll see later on, it was a special aveda, which of course we still have the zekar of in the hakofa that we do on the Hashanah Rav and so on. They had the mitzvah to do that with Aravas, which we only do on the last day. We'll see later on what the original mitzvah was. And this is Merames to that mitzvah. That's what it says, Aravei, one for your lulav and one for your akraf. Rabbanan l'migdash minolu. Since the Rabbanan said that Aravei Nochal is coming to tell me afilo shel baal, how do they know that there's a chiv of Arava in the Migdash, which we make today? They used to be Makiv Samizbeach, and we make a zecher for that today. That they don't know from a pasuk. That's Ilchas Gemirilu. That is a halacha l'meshimisi. Now they don't have any mokra in the pasuk at all for the din of Arava in the Migdash. The Yomer of Asi, Yomer of Yochanan. There are three halachas, halacha l'meshimisi, that are always mentioned together. These three halachas are always mentioned together. Rashi says they're mentioned together because when they were asked in the Beis HaMedrash, l'katchila, how do we know? So they said in the Beis HaMedrash these three things are halacha l'meshimisi, and that made it part of a girsa that put them together. L'maisa, there are many apikabola, there's many issues that relate these three. That's not so much. Even on the simplest level, one can see the relationship. The three halachas are Arava, which is the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, the din of Nisach HaMayim, and a third halacha of Eser Netiyos. So this is Eser Netiyos, Arava, and Nisach HaMayim. What's the din of Eser Netiyos? Normally, there's a halacha of being Meisif al HaShemitah. Same way with Meisif al Shabbat. You have to, the Torah is Merames that Chorish, before Shemitah, even in the sixth year, is Aser. So, okay, depending on what type of thing, we answer it at different points. A particular case where you have in one Beit Sa'ah, and Beit Sa'ah is 50 Amot by 50 Amot, halacha l'meshimisinai, if you have 10 saplings that are distributed equally throughout that Beit Sa'ah, then the entire Beit Sa'ah is watered on Erev Shvius. And that's the, normally we don't do Harisha, we don't, 30 days before we stop doing Harisha. We won't work the ground, unless it's directly under the tree to allow the tree to live. So if it's a sapling stam alone in a field, take that amount that you would have had if it were Eser Netiyos, and allow just around the tree. If you have Eser Netiyos, so that became now the Shir Halacha L'Beish Mishina. But you notice that the three halachas are fundamentally interrelated in terms of Dinim of Mayim, so that the Arava and Nisach HaMayim, obviously both of those are Shesukis. I mean, it's not a small issue. Netiyos, I mean, clearly hard to believe that it's not related even on the simplest level. The original Tvila Alamayim included the Netiyos in Gan Eden. There's nothing but rain. Adam Rishon wasn't misfollow. The avoid of the Tvila is the Nisach HaMayim and the Arava. That's done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's all, as you'll note in the Hashanah, it's all in order to bring Mayim. Okay. So
Esther is
100% as dark as you can get.
11?
Can't get more dafka.
Yeah,
wait till we get till Shemitah, the dinim of Shemitah. But this is the distribution that allows the tia to live, and that therefore is mechayev, and that it has to be particularly spread precisely, equally, and that becomes not sufficient. Once the question whether more, that's already shallow, whether it's going to prevent them all living. Not that it's not, but this tells you the shear where it's necessary. Tanu Rabbanan, Arvei Nachal, Hagidelot Ala Nachal. This poshita meaning of Arvei Nachal is the type of species of Arava, which grows Ala Nachal, even though it doesn't have to be only Ala Nachal, but that identifies the species. Prat Letzafzefa, Hagdela Ben Harim. Masha'enke, there is another type of plant that looks similar to the Arava, which is a tzaftzafa. But the tzaftzafa grows dafka in rocky, mountainous, not watered areas. Omer Abizera Maikro, where do we see that the tzaftzafa is not considered to be choshev as an Arava? Somewhere we made a choice, because Arave is marba other, right? So how do we know that Arave shouldn't be marba already a broad range of the family of Arava? And that's also kosher. So that would include, let's say, a weeping willow. Why can't I use a weeping willow as an arava? It's all part of the willow family. So how do I know to exclude now a tzaftifa? Who said? Om Reb Zera Maikra, where does it show in the pasuk that a tzaftifa is a lower class than the arava itself, in the sam arava? Because look, when Yecheskel was being mochiach klal Yisrael about how they disappointed their own potential, so he says that vayitneu b'stei zera kachal mayim rabin. But as Baruch Hu took klal Yisrael, planted them basically with tons of water for them to be able to grow and flourish. And then tzaftifa sama. And then they turned all that into a tzaftifa. You see that a tzaftifa in context is not a properly expressed arava. So that means that the thing that will exclude is lamayit the tzaftifa. Omalei abaye v'dima perushika mefarish. Maybe on the contrary. Maybe Yecheskel was saying kachal mayim rabim to grow like a tzaftifa, so that a tzaftifa is dafka a better type. And that's my new tzaftifa. Came my samo. Now, you're very nice if you leave out the last word of the pasuk. But the pasuk ends with the word samo, means that they put it like a tzaftifa, meaning it's the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put. Tzaftifa samo. They made it into a tzaftifa. Om Rabbi Avu. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amarti shir Yisrael lefanai kikacha mayim rabin umaynu arava. I meant for Klal Yisrael to be completely open with everything that they could possibly need. Take here mayim rabin, whatever you need to grow. And instead, aim samo atzman ketzaftifa. It's never enough, and then this is no good, and that's no good, and so you end up growing like a tzaftifa. Actually, some say that gufa, the pasuk that we're bringing as a riot, the tzaftifa, did not come about this way, as Rabbi Zera is saying, mikra, but dafka, on the contrary, that the Tanakh of the Mishnah itself brought the pasuk tzaftifa sama, and then Rabbi Zera asked on him the kasha that we said in the first version. He asked on him what Abaya had asked Rabbi Zera, namely, what is the meaning? Maybe Masvul Rabbi Zera Dima Prushika Mafarish Kacha Mayim Rabin My New Tzatzifa, so that the Brisa itself, the Tana, the Brisa, was now being attacked by Rabbi Zera, and in this version he answered Rabbi Zera in Cain My Samo, and not the way we had it, that it was Abaye who asked the Kasha, and then we came along with the Zera. Om Rabbi Avu Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ani Amarti Shir Yisrael Lefanai Kacha Mayim Rabin. Nothing, no difference except to analyze whether it was part of the bright or not. Can you define the difference? How would I know if I'm looking at an arava? I'm looking at a tzaftifa. Because, I mean, it's not where it comes from. I'm saying that's only the norm, that the arava is almayim. But if you grow on a mountain also, we said, afidosh shabahari, or shabah, there are simoni. The arava, kanashela adom. First of all, the stalk of the leaf, around where it's connected to the stick, to the branch, sometimes the branch, the whole branch itself, is ruddy in an arava. Unfortunately, our avot often lack their ruddiness. Allah shela mushu, and the leaf is elongated. And what's important is that it's piyach halak. That ends up being really the most important of the simanim to define the difference. The edge of the leaf has to be smooth, whereas the tzaftzava has a white kanya. Allah shela agol, it has a rounded leaf. Upiya domela magal, and the edges of the leaf are serrated, and they're serrated the way sickle is serrated, which is that it's all aimed sort of one direction. What's that? Very nice. This is a good picture. I can't believe it. That's really a good picture. How do you like that? The picture is from Kuf Tet Vav in the little book through Kuf Yud Zayin. Actually, even before Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis here. So if you take a look at all of them, it has all of the nice pictures. So the Magal is on top of Kuf Tet Vav. By the way, he shows. He also brings here, he shows the arava that we use, magnified. So you could see that the edge of the leaf is only relatively smooth. It's still serrated. Very difficult to find an arava with a really smooth leaf. He shows the arava in Kuf Yud Gimel, which is common around here, which does not have the red branch, which is not so nice, but Beis Yosef he brings here too. As long as it's not literally white, it's already included in the Adom. Okay. In any event, the Brice, we asked for the Brice, Tanya Domela Magal Kasher Domela Meser Pasuk. That actually, that's not so poshut. That there's an arava that can be like a magal, but that cannot be like a saw. What is the difference if you look in the picture? The saw extends. bends directly outward, doesn't bend to one side, a serration, whereas the sickle is all serrated in one direction so it can grab the grain, the wheat, and tear at it as it cuts. What's that? Like a shark tooth.
Yeah.
That's one. Comments too. Good. No, it's a nice comment. Okay, so therefore there are, obviously, it's not so pashut that something that's shaped like a magal would not be a proper arava. Rabbaya, you are right, but that's only a particular type of arava. Kitanya gi bechilfa gila. That's dafka bechilfa gila. Chilfa was the name for arava at times, we'll see later. So the gila is a type of subspecies of arava. There, it's indeed dome lamagal. A normal arava is smooth. If you know what you have as a chilfa gila, fine. So that's kosher. If it, but otherwise, it's probably some kind of warped safsafa because it doesn't have a smooth edge. Which, I mean, if that's the case, that the only time that we find a type of arava, which is none, despite the fact that it's domela maga, is still kosher, so clearly the chilfa gila is a kosher oshana, oshana meaning for a lulav pshita, why wouldn't it be? Because ma the tema ho v'it l'shem levai lo nit kasher. I might have thought that since it's never called chilfa sam, so it's called chilfa gila, and it has a shem levai, as we already saw earlier, things that have a subspecies name are actually not considered to be part of the species that they're identified, if the subspecies name existed at the time of Nesinas HaTorah, as we learned before, L'gabei Ezov Yavan. Says the Gemara, so why indeed is it kosher? Maybe it shouldn't be kosher. Maybe you're right. Says Aravais. No, we already saw that. Arve Nachal Amrachman Mikomakom. We saw that the Torah is not being makbid on a specific thing called the Arava. Arve Nachal of any type. Those look like awfully fancy Aravas. Let me see that. Bring that over here. Or face the music. Yeah, these are real aravas. I'll take these. Thank you very much.
Corner of Chabad and Or Haim. Top that.
Wow. These are. Look at this. This is beautiful. This is red. Take a look. Mamish red all the way. See? Very different.
I mean the six.
I'd be happy to pay
the...
Gosh, I wish you had. These are beautiful. These are beautiful. How about if I turn off the recording and you go run?
I'll go.
Turn off the recording. These are really, really beautiful. Nicer than what we got this morning. I don't think that kid has them.
How much are they?
Just five apiece.
5 shekels
apiece. Yeah. Those are great. Hey, listen, can we get it down to you guys in Joburg, Yisrael? Say hello to everybody. Speak up.
Hi, guys in Johannesburg. Hope to see you again at the end of this month. We're going together again.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's continue. Sorry. We have to hurry. What are you doing again bringing tea? Saba Josh has no time, gentlemen. We have to hurry. See? So let's try to finish as much as we can. So we already saw Arvei Nachal, the Torah was Masher, any type of Arava that could be included under the general rubric, even if it would have a Shem Levi. Omer Rav Chista, in general, said Rav Chista, you should know, this is a Gemara we've had before. The following three things have had their names switched around since the Churban. The Chilfita is the Arvata. The Arvata became the Chilfita. So what we originally call the Arava, we now call the Chilfita, which is the Chilfagila that we were referring to earlier. My Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, of course, the Lulav. Don't get confused. What's called today, in his time, an Arava is not an Arava. It's actually more a Tzav. Shipura, what is called originally the shofar. Is that? Yes, Chilfata is what was called Arava in their days. Shipura Chatzutzrata and Chatzutzrata Shipura. they have reversed what the shofar is, and now the chatzotzra, which is the meant to be the straight trumpet, the shofar, which is the bent, have gotten now reversed. My nafkamina, the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Nafkamina is that for Rosh Hashanah we look for the what we call a shofar, which they call the chatzotzra. Peturta, petura, petura, peturta. What used to be called the large table, the petura became the peturta, which is the little table. The peturta became the big table. L'may nafkamina. Well, the nafkamina is now, you know, the peturta has a double meaning because of the Lushan bank. Benko is the peturta, right? Shulchani. A bench. The bench. So the bench of the shulchan was the original word for the bank. The bank's still in Yiddish, a banko. So nowadays, what used to be multinational corporations are now your local branch. What used to be the little branch on the corner all of a sudden became a multinational corporation. See how things happen. Now they don't treat you like a bench anymore. Omer Rabbi. I got another one for you because this is more recent, maybe from the time of the Beis Hamikdash. But certainly we've got a reversal. The Beikasi became the Avlila, and the Avlila became the Beikasi, which is maddening. As the Nafkamina, the Mai Nafkamina, Lamachat Animtza Beovi Beit Hakosot. Normally, if the stomach of a ruminant is now punctured with a machat, so then even if it doesn't go all the way through, it's considered to be treifa. But there's a very thick area which is called the Beit Hakosot nowadays. Again, it's called the Beit HaKosot, which has double linings over there. If a machat is nimtza, bovi Beit HaKosot, as long as it doesn't go all the way through, it has the second lining, so then it's still kosher. But don't get confused and think that what they call the Beit Kasi today is the Beit HaKosot. It's not. It's actually the Ovlilta, which is not kosher under such circumstances. Omar Rava, it's the stomach next to it, the third stomach. Omar Rava Bar Yosef, Afani Omar. I got another example for you. Bavel, what was originally called Bavel, is now called Borsif. And what was originally called Borsif is now called Bavel. You know, who cares? L'may nafkamina, l'gite noshin. Because the halach is that normally somebody bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz has to also be able to testify before Nechtav of Nechtav. It's about halachas of Gittin, whether that's because they're not the Kiyam and the Shema, or whether because we don't have Edim to be Mekayim, the signatures of the Edim, and this way we already are Mekayim him to be more medactic. So we said there that Bavel has a din of Eretz Yisrael because they're also B'nai Torah. They are the Kiyam and the Shema, and also Edim come all the time, Aliyah L'Regel, so it's basically the extension of Eretz Yisrael. It's like Borough Park today, you know, except that, of course, they decided it's all an extension of them, so maybe we should keep 2 days yontif, and we should have public minyanim, and so things like that, but in those days, then. So now it's the opposite. Yeah? So the nafkamina in Bursif, they were dafka, tremendous amaratzi. As it's called, Bursif means a bore without any mayim in it. It's a Bursif, empty bore. But nowadays, everything is reversed. The place that was had garnished is now the only place where there are bekiyim and lishma, where people come from. What we call Bavel today is actually Borsif. See, the truth is you have to know which one is which. If the names get reversed today, what comes from Borsif is what's coming from Bavel. If you came from Bavel, then you have to say before I have to find out.
Rabbi
Yishmol Omer, Shlosha Adasim, B'shtei Ravot, Lulav Echad, V'etrog Echad. And you know what? As far as those three Adasim, I was saying, even if two of them would be Ketumim, so even if two of them were broken off at the top, meaning the branch itself was broken off, V'echad Eino Ketum. And one of them has to be good. Gemara will ask, make up your mind. I mean, either if it's not kosher, so you don't have three. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, you don't even need Bichlal. What we said before about Adas being possible, Niktam Rosh is not true. Afilu Shlosh Tamk to me. Rabbi Akiva says, where do you get all these numbers from? Kishem Shalulav Echad, Etrog Echad. So too, the Adas is Echad, and the Aravah is Echad. Saba Josh, you want to give us a Zok the Helik Amisha for the next one, so we could plug it in? So now let's take a look at what the basis of this would be. Tani Rabbi Yishmol of a pre-Eitz Hadar. The pre is what? Yeah, Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva holds your Yotzi with one of each bin. Which Lamaisa, nowadays, if you only, that's all they have. One, period. Tani Rabbi Yishmol of a pre-Eitz Hadar, that's pre is one. Kapat, it's written. So we said we darshan before. The fact that the Torah leaves out the Vav, and it's telling me something. He's darshan kapat. Kapat to Marimi means even one. Anaf, eight avot. You're referring to the same thing in three ways. That's shlosha, arvei nachal, shtayim. But afilu shnayim ketubim v'yachad sheino kotuv. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, shlosha, but afilu shloshtam ketubim, because ketubim are not a problem. Rabbi Akiva Omer, k'shem shelulav echad, etrog echad, kach hadas echad, Aravachat.
Why is he repeating it?
No, this is a brighter. This is more detail. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Yochu Yehi Etrogi Mahem Ba'agudachat. Perhaps the Etrog, you think they're all the same. Kashem. Maybe you should put them all into one. Wrap the Etrog also. Amrit. Now, look for Pusik. Pre-Eitz Hadar. Is that what it says? Vikapat Marim, Kapot Marim? No, it says Pre-Eitz Hadar, comma, Kapot Marim. And all of a sudden it says, Ve'anaf Etzavot, Ve'arve Nachal. Explain to me. Make up your mind. If in a series you don't need an end, so why do you say the end? And after the second comma. And if in a series you do need an and, why didn't you say an and after the first comma? Elamai, the first is indeed the beginning of the series. Pre-Eitz Hadar. Alone. Now, Kapat Barim, Ve, Anav, Ve. Okay, so that means you have three things together that are connected with the vows. Beautiful deal. And one thing that remains on the side. So, V'chi Ne'mar, Pre-Eitz Hadar, V'chapot Barim, Halo, Lo Ne'mar, Ela, Pre-Eitz Hadar, Kapot Barim, V'anaf Eitz Avot, V'avet Nachal. U'minayin Shemakvim, Zed Zed. How do I know that I have to have all four species? And if not, I don't have a mitzvah at all. Talmud Lomar, U'lekachtem, Shetehe lekichat tamah. You need to have a complete lekicha, and the complete lekicha includes the forthcoming four species. So, Mamela, you cannot just take one. That's very interesting. So, what do you have to take? The Bahag says, the Tosfos doesn't like this at all. Bahag says, pick up one, and then later pick up another, and then after that pick up the other one, which means you don't even have to forget about it. It's not a question of whether you need Agad or not. That's not the issue. No, don't have to take them at the same time. So you take them basically one after the other. It's also good. If you hold the Levin Tzorach Agad, so stasis. Dvar Tema Ulo Marken. How can you say that? If it's all one mitzvah, so what's Mechaber then? What is it? Betoch Kedei Achilas Pras? I mean, how exactly is this a Mulev? What does that mean? To take them, but don't take them together. How is that Lekach Tama? I don't understand this. How could that be? Therefore, he says it's Dafka. Okay, this is already a big machlokas. Does it have to be in your rishus? Does it have to be lefanecha? And you're picking them up one after the other. Or does it have to actually be all in your hand, just not mugad? Okay, there's different shitas. There's quite a few we showed them on each side. That lamaisa, the biggest kula, is that even if you don't own them, and clearly they're not lefanecha, and in the morning you find one min, and then you find another min, and so on, that you would be yaitzei. That's the biggest kula. Okay, others learn that it has to at least be lefanecha. Others learn it has to be biadecha. So we have basically five different possibilities. Lulav tzarech agad, lulav tzarech, below tzarech agad, except for either mitzvah, but that it should all be in your hand, or lekicha tama, you could pick them all up, as long as they're standing in front of you, one after the other, or lekicha tama, as long as you own them, and they're being taken at different times, or lekicha tama, as long as the course of the day, you took all of them. So,
any more possibilities?
I can't think of other possibilities. All right, Mr. President. Sorry, we didn't get there yet. Sorry, I made a mistake. Now, how does Rabbi Yishmael contradict himself in this way? He darshits from the pasuk anaf etzavot that you need to have three hadasim. So how come two of the hadasim can be possible? I don't see a mon of shach. If you hold shleimim boy, do you hold a hadas cannot be katum? So then they all have, that defines the hadas. I mean, it's not some type of luxury add-on and only one of them needs the super stereo system. That's a hadas. If you hold Adas without a top, so then Afilu Chadamilo, why do I need one that has a top? Omar Biro, Omar Rabami, you know, this is the way Rabbi Yishmael is telling you have Charot. Basically, he agrees. You only need one Adas. Okay, I said three. So even if two of them aren't kosher, all right, we get the message. So you have Charot, okay. You no longer hold, we need the three Adas. Right? Maybe there's an Indian to be Lamaisa, we learn out from this something special. That even if there's only a Chiev of one or two or three, whatever it is, there's no din, as Tosu says, there's no din about Taisiv. If it's the same min. So you're just being mahadid a little. And indeed, as we said, the temanim. But not only that, the temanim use the things that wouldn't be kosher, maybe even tzavtzafa, to continue. Because it's not that tzavtzafa is another min entirely. It's an arava. It's a decayed level of arava. So, okay, even that would not be, according to some, a baltasif. You have a picture to show?
Well, the
this one. There were four pages of etrogim.
Four pages of etrogim. Okay, but we're going to do the details of etrogim. We'll do the first day that the etrogim. We'll do Mitzvah Shabbos. We're being ready for the Esrog in the morning. You want it to be fresh in your mind when you go to shul, so you can see everything that's wrong with your Esrog and feel miserable. No. In the Mikdash, you mean? What can you do? V'chiyanu medami masa maisa. Yeah, it could be. That's for sure.
But when he's told he's a three, how did I get some more than three?
That's just as a hitter, to make it pretty. So.
And just in the Hadassah, not in the other minim?
Could be.
What about the other minim when we add on to the other minim?
Because that's what the Miri said before, that the Stam Hadass is called the Hoshana. Why? Interesting. The Gemara said that we call it Hoshana, even when it's we call it Hoshana. Hoshana is the word that's for the lulav as a whole, and yet the hadas. So the Miri says, you see that the ikar in terms of the expression, the beauty is the hadas. Very interesting. This is why then you should say it looks beautiful if you've ever seen it. It's striking. To be completely surrounded by hadasim is mamash beautiful. Fine. So he had charot. Chazav by Rabbi Yishmael. Om Rabbi Yudam Shmuel halachik Rabbi Tarfon. The Maisa Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. That really you only need an hadasim without the top. That there's no gam of ketima. All three of them. Now we know that this indeed is Shmuel Shitas. Dama the Shmuel hanad mezavne asa. Shmuel went around to the guys who were selling the three hadasim for 1,000 shekel. So he went to them and he said, okay guys, I'm warning you. Ashvu uzvinu. Bring down the prices and start selling. And if not, I'm going out and giving a drasha in public that the halacha is like Reb Tarfon. And that it's okay if it's niktam. Oh boy, I'll destroy your market. Wait a second. My timer. Why did he say that? It's a pshat that he really didn't hold of Rabbi Tarfon, but he's trying to scare them. So if he's trying to scare them, he should have said, I'm going to darshan like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, you only need one hadas. That's it. I mean, he just took away 2/3 of the market with one stroke. So if he wants to scare them, he had what to scare them with. So he let me mishut the meko. Liglashkuk Rabbi Akiva. The meko tvei? So it must be, therefore, that it's not he was trying to scare them. He taka held halachas like Rabbi Tarfon. Why didn't he darshan if he held that? So Tosa says he didn't darshan because Lamaisa, since it is a hitter mitzvah, that it shouldn't be nikdam. So he was happy that people were buying, but not if they're going to start spending 100 shekel for a hadasa. Forget about it. Then I'll tell them to just go get themselves a crummy hadasa. They're just as kosher. I mean, I'd be so hadar. By the way, it's the only time that we talk about muhudarim in the real sense. Because Eder mitzvah does not mean to be machmer. Eder mitzvah means to have beautiful mitzvahs. The only time that we deal with this is on Sukkot and Hanukkah. Right? We actually use it in terms of the right way. The right meaning is Eder. I always tell you, the only type of kosher lemahadrin steak you could have is if it's beautiful, really beautiful steak. That's bad.
Nothing has changed in the market.
No, for sure. The Gemara says. The Gemara gives limits.
Somebody want their money back, friend?
Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. It's not a raya from here that he holds of Shmuel. I mean, that Shmuel holds of Reb Tarfon. Could be he does. I mean, you say he does. But the fact is that he would have wrecked the market more by darshaning like Rabbi Tarfon than by darshaning like Rabbi Akiva. Because it's easier to find Tlata Ketume, it's easier to find three local Asadasim, easier to do that than to find one Velokatum. So if Rabbi Akiva insists on having Hadassah with all the Chumras, then it can't be Niktan. Even if he says only one, that's bad enough. Rabbi Tarfon, who says, it's okay, don't be so machman Hadassah. That's taking more of the market away than the 2/3 that disappear with Rabbi Akiva, believe it or not. I mean, there's a some law of supply and demand. It can't be completely controlled. I mean, come on. So, yeah, I mean, even though our president here knows from the inside that the market is completely mafia-controlled, but since his grandson is a member of the mafia, we have special deals.
He's here to talk about
that. No, I didn't say anything. Okay, so, chad v'lo katum lo shkiach. I'm afraid that your answer.
Yeah, katum meaning that
the top is cut off.
Mamash cut off.
Yeah.
Is that accident? Can I pick it, or does it?
Yeah, it's just to be nasty. You pick different levels, yeah.
No, I'm saying, why is it supposed to be a bar?
Because once somebody cut this tree once, cut the bush once, it's got to. Unless you have new growth coming out of the top. Which, by the way, that din, which we spoke about in the Arava, is what's matir. Okay, if you have now, the way to make absolutely certain that you don't have a katum is to have new growth, which is called lavluv, that's coming from the top. So if you see brand new baby leaves growing out of the top, like here, so then you know that it's not katum.
That's talking about the name on the thing.
That's to show the what it looked like to.
This is Hadassah. Yeah. This is the Hadassah that has new leaves growing. This is no. This one, Tzadik Aleph, is the Tamara. It has a little blossom on top. This is a nice. I've never seen this. It's nice to look at. Tzadik Aleph shows a Hadass that had a berry growing right out of the top, which is kosher. Tzadik Aleph, yeah. I mean, that's of course assuming that the picture is a real picture and that they didn't take a little berry and stick it on the top of that bass, but we won't be fresh as well. Wait a minute, I ordered... Livluv, great, very good. Yeah, but it says, yeah, Livluv, this is a trade name, does not imply any... All right, you're on.
Dr. Haile Commissioner...
Etrog Agazul Vayavesh Pasul. Getting now to the last of the Arba Minim. And this one also has its own unique thing. We saw every min needed to be listed in a separate Mishnah because each one has something that's not negay the others. We'll see, so does the Etrog. So Agazul Vayavesh Pasul, we already discussed the basis of that. Shalasher Veshilira Nidacha Pasul, we already discussed the basis of that. Ooh, this is something new. Shal Orla Pasul, wow. We didn't talk about that. What's the basis of that? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Shal Truma Tmeya Pasul. I'm starting to get the idea that maybe it needs to be edible. And that if it isn't kosher, it may not be a kosher esser. Shal Truma Tahira Lo Yitol Barim Natal Kasher. Shal Demai Beit Shammai Poslim Beit Hillel Machshirim. Apparently because, as we know from all over, Demai is ultimately accessible to anybody. Right? You can make yourself an oni. It's the easiest thing in the world. All you got to do is buy a little bit of answer. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see in the going. Shall Meiser Sheni Birushalayim? Meiser Sheni Birushalayim lo yitol, but im natal kasher. What's wrong? Why shouldn't you be natal lechatchila? We'll see in the Gemara. Alta chazazit al rubon. Al chazazit is a growth, sort of a bubbly kind of blister growth that's raised above the surface of the etrog. So if it's al rubo, which we'll see what al rubo means. Oh God, amazing, the mutations. They have these alien etrogim that they brought definitely from a different system. But alta chazazit al rubo, huh? A different solar system. It certainly doesn't grow anywhere around here.
Pictures and for the next 4 pages.
Nitla pitmato. If the pitum, which is the stick that comes out of the top of the etrog, is removed. Or if the etrog was niklaf, let's have to see what amount of niklaf are we talking about. So that the skin was peeled. Nizdak, it has a crack in it. Nikev v'koser koshu, that's all one thing. It has a hole, which is not simply a hole, but something is missing. Not that you just pushed the molecules out of the way with a very thin wire, but it's actually chaser. Altacha zazit, so that's possible. But if altacha zazit a muto, or if the other side of the etrog, on the opposite side of the pitum, which is called the okatz, which is where it's connected to the tree, the pitum is the actual beginning of the growth of the etrog. That's the only thing that starts to grow on the flower. So after fertilization, the only thing that's left is the pitum. No etrog, just pure pitum. Out of the pitum now continues to grow the fruit.
Like the middle of the flower.
It's the middle of the flower. The pistil, yeah, exactly. Do they have a picture of an etrog growing?
Yeah. Growing on the tree? No, on the tree I don't know. Mm-hmm. They just have 4 pages of each of the ones.
That's a shame. No, it's very nice to see. I'll bring that around, which I remember to bring. Oh, you'll be in my house tomorrow. So I'll believe that. Okay. So if it was the okets, is the standard, what do they call it? No, you know, an apple.
The stem.
So the stem is removed. As long as it didn't remove anything with it, it would be kosher. Of course, very often when the oketz is missing, so too is something missing in the esrog is chaser. Yeah. You have to see that it's sealed, the area of the oketz. Oftentimes it's a problem. Nikev. It depends. Sometimes there's a scar tissue. Same thing is true of the pitum. One of the ways that we know that the pitum, even though the pitum fell off naturally at an early stage, which is not so push, not everybody holds it unless without a pitum is kosher at all, by the way. Because it doesn't. No, that's already a fully grown. So the one of the simonim is that it's formed the scar tissue. Notice one of the etrogim that we didn't take from our president was the one that didn't have scar tissue on top, which looked as if it had been actually was nitel. So nitel, the uketz, or nikev lo chaser kosher, would be kosher. Etrog hakushi pasul, if the etrog is black and it's pasul, Rashi says it also comes from Eretz Kush. This is not a racist comment. It's just a coincidence that it's black. if it's green like a leek, Rabbi Meir Machshir v'Rabbi Yehuda Posel. And again, many are matir if it's an esrog that will be turning yellow ultimately, even though it's still green. However, the place can bring to turn it yellow, and it's easy to turn yellow. All you need to do is take a couple of apples, preferably green apples, put them in a plastic bag with the etrog, leave it overnight, and the green etrog turns all bright and yellow.
How does it turn brown?
What's that? If you leave it too long, it's very bad.
How does that work?
What kind of apples?
Green apples.
Maybe
they use green apples. They use the other kind. Not green apples.
All right.
Green apples are too expensive.
Shur etroga katan. What's the smaller shur of an etrog? We already had this mission earlier. Rabbi Meir omer ke'egoz. Rabbi Yehuda omer ke'beitza. And how large can the etrog be? Begadol kadeshi yochez shnayim biyadot. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you need space in your hand to hold two esrogim. And we said earlier, because when you need to switch around a lulav and the esrog, in case you need a picture for what holding two esrogim in one hand would be like, you can actually envision it, which completely opens your mind to the sugya, I'm sure. So this way, if you need to reverse it, somebody handed you the wrong hand, you hold all four minimums of one etrog, plus now the lulav, and the other minute will fit where the other etrog was going to fit, and now you can reverse it, but otherwise you're in big trouble, because it'll fall, which we spoke about earlier. Rabbi Yossi omer, afilu echad b'shtei yadav, even if the etrog is a big temani etrog, in which you need two hands to hold it, it's also kosher. Abba Sha'ul omer, arve shtayim, achas lulav, achas l'migdash. Lower class, because it says kacha mayim rabim, and instead tzavtzav asamo. Maybe pirushka b'farish kacha mayim rabim, which is what tzavtzav. So then why does it end with the word samo? Well, point to the pasuk is ani amarti sheyisrael fadaki kacha mayim rabim, and what is that? That's an arava. What did they do? Him samlats from titzav tzefa shabari. Iker amasa laikra masnisa that the bright itself says kacha mayim rabim titzav tzefa samo. To which master reserved the other prushik of a fresh kacha mayim rabim my new titzav tzefa in king my samo. Om Rabbi Shmaya min Achilfa Gilas Kosher Lashana. I should hope so. No, Ma'od Tema. Oh, Mitzvah Shemel Vayelonit Kasher. Kamash Ronsa. Maybe Takanat. Emachinami. Arvei nachal omar achman mikol makom. Omar fister, ani plat milo ishtani shmel michichorov bet amikdash. Chilfata arvata, arvata chilfata. Main afkimina lululuf. Shippura chatsutzrata. And chatsutzrata shippura. Main afkimina shav shavashana. Pturta, 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 pturta. The main afkimina lemekafu memkan. Omar abai afani omar. Bekasi became of lila, and of lila became the bekasi. Lamain afkimina. Lamachatanim tzibovi betakason. Omar Rava bar Yosef Afani Omer, Bovo Bursi Bursi Bovo, Lemain Afkemina Legite Noshim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shloshat Asim Vishtei Aravot, Lulav Echad Vetrog Echad. And actually, out of the three Adasim, Afilu Shayim Ketumim, Vechad Eino Koto. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, you could have Afilu Shloshtom Ketumim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kishem Shel Lulav Echad Vetrog Echad, Kach Adas Echad Varava Echad. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pri Eitz Adar equals one. Kapat is written. Even though it's pronounced kapot, tamarim is achat. Anaf, eight avot, is three ways of referring to the same thing. Shlosha, arve nachal, shtayim. Afilu shayim ketumim ve'achat sheino kotum. Rabbi Tarfon omer shlosha, afilu shloshtam ketumim. Rabbi Akiva omer, kishem shelulav echad ve'etrog echad. Kach hadas echad ve'arava echad. Omer lo Rabbi Eliezer, yokei ye'etrog imahem ba'aguda echad. Amet, v'fi nemar pri eitz adar v'chapot tamarim. Halo lo nemar ela pri eitz adar kapot tamarim. ומנהיין שמעקבים זה את אמה לא אומר כך, תן שתי לקיחת תמה. רבי ישמע, מה נפשף? איש שלמים בו, איזה לבו אינם מכולו שלמים. ולא בו איש שלמים, סלם אפילו אחד נעמי לו. אמר בי רואה, אמר רבי, חזר בו רבי ישמע. אמר רבי רואה, משמע הלוך ורבי טרפן. ויוזד ישמע לתאימיד, יאמר שמע לנו וזה בני אספה. You better be אשפה וזבינו. ולא דרשינו לכו כרבי טרפן. Now, what do you think that meant? It was just a threat. My time, אין לי משום דמקל. She could have warned them he's going to be Darish like Rabbi Akiva. The Meko Tvei? Because, no, that doesn't prove anything. Fasa Ketume are more Shechichim, whereas Chad Velokotum is even less. Etrog HaGazul V'ayavesh Pasul. Shel HaShirav Shel HaNivachat Pasul. Shel Orla Pasul. Shel Truma Tumeya Pasul. Shel Truma Tahora Lo Yitovim Natal Kasher. Shel Dimai Beit Shamai Pasul Beit Elam Makshirim. Shel Meishe Sheinim Yerushalayim Lo Yitovim Natal Kasher. Al Tach HaZazit HaRubo. Nitlapit mato, niklaf, nistak, nike v'chazer koshuhu, losa. Al tach hazazit al miuto, nitalu kco, nikavolo chazer koshuhu, kosha. Etrog akushi pasul v'ayarok ikarte Rabbi Meir Machshir, v'Rabbi Yehuda posil. Shiur etrog akatan, Rabbi Meir omer kegoz, Rabbi Yehuda omer kebeitza, ubegadol kedei shiurchaz shleim liyadol, tiv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer afilu echad b'shtei yadav.
Was I carrying anything?